This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation is brought to you by Commonwealth Bank, Fincastle Media Group, Paradise Fisheries, Burger King, Atos Holdings, Fidelity Bank, Carifta Aquatics 2024, ESC Distributors Limited, Bonneville Bones, Barefoot Marketing, and Royal Bank of Canada.
Foundation. The Foundation.
And gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company. Hot fire. It's the Foundation. It's a beautiful day, guys. I hope you're out there doing a great deal. We're doubling up on you today, doubling the thing up. I had a great conversation kind of lined up to have with some special people in our community. And they tell me that they got to be able to pull back for 2 seconds. I'm not going to fight them. We're always available to kind of engage in those great conversations to really talk about vision and the prospect of being able to move forward. So I was looking forward to it, structured it, being able to do that. Hopefully it's not scratched entirely and we can be able to do that. Guys, it's a beautiful day. It's a Wednesday, so it's going to be a panel discussion for all those persons to be able to participate. I got a tremendous amount of cussing yesterday. My God, but the cussing didn't really start, if I want to be very honest. The cussing didn't start until Anton came in the second time. Oh my God, the voice notes was indecent. It was rich. I could feel it. It had the pulp included. It was too much. So let's just be able to make sure that we can be able to get those persons in. And let's do this. I think my producer, I want to give this to you. I want to be able to put this on you now. This is y'all, right? One call, 2 minutes, tops. Let's do that. Can we do that? Okay, we can be able to do that. Have a great conversation, guys. I want you to be able to participate in this. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. Before we do that, let's dive into a few things, or let's talk about some stuff. Reach out to my guys, my good, decent people, AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. If you're in the market for insurance, because you got your SDs, you got your livery, you got your taxi, you got your jitney, whatever you have as it relates to transportation for public consumption, access, so forth and so on, you want to reach out to AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. In-house financing. You can do that thing from Monday to Saturday. Monday to Saturday. They're open on Saturdays now from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. It is a wonderful thing. You can reach out to them at the number 3411-AFS. That's 3411-AFS. Actually, my good, decent friend, Etheric Bowe, he can be more than happy to assist you, accommodate you, and ensure that you get on the road with the protection necessary to be able to travail the streets. Guys, it's a beautiful day. Pick up your newspaper, your Guardian newspaper. Suspend Haiti deports. Amnesty International urges countries against turning Haitians back. It's peculiar that they started to have these kind of conversations with us. It's peculiar. Let's talk about these things. Pintard says that the FNM declined Botswana trip. We talked about this yesterday. Pintard now comes in the paper and says that the FNM declined Botswana trip. Same thing that he says. The FNM declined the opportunity to be able to utilize Bahamasia. The FNM has declined these things in the stead. In my stead, in my position, I want to talk about these things. The Prime Minister Pintard swap blows over Botswana trip. So it's a timing of police search for union leaders home. Is curious. This is what Pintard says. So he's lathered in the paper today, very frothy. We're going to talk about those things and got to get into it. Today I'm on with none other than my very good friend. Like I said, we're going to double it up with my very good friend, Garth Roseborough, in the house with me today. We had to double it up today. I preempted it based upon the commitments that was made for today. Right? But this is a panel discussion, and we got to dive into these particular things. And I wanted to bring my guy on to have a great conversation. So he's here with me. God, say hey to the people.
Well, it's good to be back, and Howard was quite correct. We got calls up until 10 o'clock last night of people requesting a continuance. And so I do believe Howard is going to allow you, the callers, to call in today to participate in that very active discussion yesterday. And I do believe that an awakening is now happening in the country, Howard Grant, by way of participation of the foundation and all that the foundation stands for.
I like this.
And so people that have never tuned in before are now tuning in, listening, and wanting to participate. I feel that even if we can increase the percentile of people who have a greater interest in growing our country, it would be a much better Bahamas.
Well, just don't be like Trump. Remember during the COVID-19, Trump says that people are dying who's never died before, right? This is what he says. During COVID-19, it's like people are dying that have never died before. So I want to dive into that conversation. I want to talk about these things. Last night, you and I had a deep conversation. You pulled me into a conference call. You laugh. He laughs. He put me into an international conference call last evening to talk about just the state of affairs, the state of the union of the country, and where things are and how things are going. I don't think any of us could deny the fact that what we're seeing from the PLP is not necessarily peculiar, but it is amplified mm-hmm. to the point where they are dead focus on returning into this particular position. And one of the things that I've said last evening, and I dare throw this kind of thick wood into the fire for this to burn down to the embers, but I will do so. Maybe it may be a little early for this piece of wood, but nonetheless, we can throw this in the fire.
Better be go for wood.
For the strategy that we know that exists within the PLP. Mm-hmm. For the position that we know that exists within the PLP. In the event that this New Day administration decides to be able to go to an early election, this is only hypothetical.
And dangerous.
This is, of course, this is very dangerous, sir. This is what we do. We tiptoe into the taboo and get dangerous. Let's do this. Mm-hmm. All right. Busta Rhymes, get that for me. This is dangerous. When we're coming up, we can play that, right? Praise God. So, as we tiptoe into the taboo, get a little dangerous, we can have a very clear conversation.
Well, if this PLP...
Stop up. Let's go, because we can get deep up. Right now.
Put on your seatbelts. Don't get a ticket.
If this PLP administration seeks to go to an early election...
Oh, Jesus. Help all of us.
Right in the midst... See, because the Free National Movement's issue is not what's happening externally.
You're what you just said, right?
If they decide to go to an early election, it looks as though, based upon what is on the surface... I know that many will call and say, yeah, Howard, but what about this? I don't call before. Yeah, Howard, you forget when Minister's on the ropes and he still came back and he won with this particular victory. We're not talking about that. We're talking about now. We're talking about this dispensation. We're talking about what we've seen in leadership, what exists in this particular time, the leadership of the opposition, the leadership of the PLP at this time. If they decide to go to an early election, they may be victorious.
Allow me to break that down, please. What you have just said that makes it so dangerous, and how I think you can give us the numbers again, and they can call in, because you just made a statement about statements. The AFNM convention is said to be somewhere around October 24th.
It's going to be before the end of November, yes.
Okay, October 24th, mm-hmm. Which means then that right now there's no true captain of the Free National Movement.
No, there is a true captain.
There's none.
Yeah, but you can't say that. Let me just let's be decent. Now, Michael Pintard, in his particular capacity, has the capability of being able to do extremely well within his constituency. He's an excellent member of parliament. Now, he has not necessarily been showing himself in the stead of a leader of a mammoth organization such as the Free National
Movement. There's no captain.
Right. I can't say that, though.
I am a captain. I know what a boat is. Everyone behind the wheel of a boat is not the captain, sir. You got first mates. You got crew members. You got people in the galley. In a storm, they may be called to the wheel, but it doesn't mean that you're going to arrive safely. I said, and I meant what I said, there is no captain. Because if you took the person who is saying he's captain now, I guarantee you're not going to be to shore. Now, I want a captain who can take me to shore. There is no captain. There are reefs, there's tumultuous waters, the storm is coming, 2026. You better believe this.
Now, we can go with your metaphor, and I can ride this particular wave, this proverbial wave, with this metaphor.
You see how hot you get me so quick?
Of course. Let's do it, right? The fact of the matter is that the ship already knows the course. The FNM ship itself
knows the course.
They know the course. The course exists. The rhythm exists in our society. FNM PLP, FNM PLP, FNM PLP. The only thing that gives the landslide victory is assured perceived leadership. Now, based upon this, if we go with this rhythm, let's just say hypothetically, 2026, the FNM can still win. They may not win with a landslide victory. They may not win. If I was the PLP, I would strike whilst the iron is red. And what's the iron red? The iron is red in the FNM as every man for themselves and God for us all.
You just heard what you said. You're trying to get around me, and you just agreed with me.
How?
Because you're telling me that if the Progressive Liberal Party was to call an early election,
I said that.
It's a high possibility that they're going to win.
Yeah. They're not going to win by major numbers. There have already been some people that we've identified, Chief, that may not necessarily get back.
Right now, Philip Brave Davis is the captain of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Right now. Michael Pinard is not the captain. He wants to be the captain. He has a desire to be the captain, but he's not the captain. Now, he is supposed to be the captain of the Free National Movement. I'm asking you to show me the crew.
People just get very offended when you start to have these kind of conversations. Well, right? I have to take this into consideration. People are very thin-skinned. It's very peculiar how we present ourselves mature in these particular spaces. But when we start to really talk about it and break down the nuances, people are extremely offended.
I understand.
And when we start to talk like this, I'm going to get some cusses out today. I accept that. I'm good with it, right? But I think that I'd like to be able to dive into to some things, right? Yesterday.
Nice gold shirt, by the way.
You wilding out, sir. Yesterday, we started the conversation off about Michael Pintard and his capacity. Now, I always have to give a caveat, a preamble to say that we are assured of his capability, of his leadership, of his style, of his position that he's done within his constituency, yes. His articulation, yes. His insightful nature,
brilliant
his
man.
Posture. Yes. He, this man is a smart man.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now.
Talented too.
Now, I created a scenario yesterday.
Yes.
Right? You and I went on the phone and we were talking. And I created a scenario yesterday. I said, if you took a microphone, after we found out all this information that the PLP had used $100,000 for tickets to be able to take people for by-elections, so forth and so on, the information came to the forefront. You take the microphone and you push it in Hubert Ingraham's mouth. Hubert Ingraham.
Hubert Alexander Ingraham.
Hubert Alexander Ingraham, former prime minister of the country,
yes,
the leader right of the Free National Movement.
Yes.
If you push the microphone in his mouth and you say, Prime Minister Ingraham, what are your thoughts as it relates to the PLP spending $100,000 to go to by-election in West Grand Bahama? And this is how I believe he would respond. Well, you know the nature of the PLP. This is the PLP. There's nothing new. You always expect these things about from the PLP. The FNM is content, and we are satisfied and continue to congratulate the young man who has just won, Kingsley Smith. But be assured, the FNM will come back in 2026. Prepare to work. And that was the end of the conversation. That's it. His leadership style has shown us from 1987 that he understands the nature of the PLP, accepts their posture, don't have no qualms about it, and makes it strategy and a determination to be able to reign victorious come the next go-round. That's who he has always been.
I want to get back to...
I'm not done. Hold on. Okay, just two seconds. Ahead. 2 seconds. You take the same microphone and you put it into Michael Pintard's face.
Mm-hmm.
Same question, and Michael Pintard goes into depth with journalistic findings to provide more information as a journalist and say, well, Bahamas Air tried to call us also. Mm-hmm. So I mean, you just had this conversation. I said, Bahamas Air tried to call us also and provide us opportunities, but my integrity wouldn't allow me to do that. I won't do anything of the sort. And then try to stretch it out for a person to be able to get in a position like this. Now, today we grab the newspaper. Let's be decent. Today we grab the newspaper. Turn it over.
I have my coffee right here.
Pintard says that the FNM declined Botswana trip.
Yeah.
It's the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Relentlessly, perpetually, the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Of being able to identify, see, subconsciously, whether you like to believe it or not, there is a perceived nature that exists for the PLP, and we as a society identify that and, for the most part, accept that. Our only expectation, based upon what former Prime Minister Perry and Hubert Ingraham has done for us, is leave us wanting an anticipant for a strategy to override this.
Okay.
There's no strategy, sir.
Okay.
There is no strategy. There is only conversation with us and being able to say, Hubert Ingraham has already shown us. This is the nature of the PLP. We ain't fighting them. But this is what we're going to do next go round. Bam.
You are putting Mike Tyson in the ring with Frank Sinatra.
You are wilding out, sir. You think he can sing him to death?
You better find a way. Act him to death. Do a play right. Do something. Listen to me, sir. You made a statement opening the show. And I'm going to let you get out your numbers right now. If the convention is in October 24th, somewhere thereabout, and an early election be called, snap election we call it, May of 2025. We just had one in the last election. Early election, snap election. May of 2025, the Free National Movement would have not one leg to stand on. Right now, they're not yet organized. Right now, they have not yet settled and made any firm decision as to how the face of the FNM is going to look in 2026. So let's look at October, the end of October. November, you make some inroads, say, let's find some candidates, let's get them on the ground. December, everybody's hand is out looking for something. This Christmas time. January, everyone looking for something. We broke in January. February, then you have March, and then you have Lent. April, May, election. You have no time to recover. You just got knocked the heck out. Just like that, it's easy and simple as that. And what makes me even strong in my position is that Philip Brave Davis, the Honorable Prime Minister, is all the way in which country right now?
Botswana.
Botswana, and throwing blows at the man. Where is he right now? New Providence. And you swapping blows with him? The day the man leaves the country, that means the rat has left the house. I mean, the cat has left the house. When the cat is away, what happens? How do they say it?
The mouse is playing.
The mouse will play. We ain't seeing no play.
Now, I just want to be able to be very clear with you. I had to give you the analogy about what I would have seen historically from a Hubert Ingraham.
Yeah. Papa. Right? Papa.
I had to give you that, and I don't have to go into the depth of what I believe that Lyndon Pinlin would have done or what I believe that Perry Christie would have done. We're talking Free National Movement.
Yes, sir.
We're talking Free National Movement.
Yes, sir.
For the most part, if we want to talk deeply and talk about what our expectation from a strategy would be for Hubert Alexander Minnis, his strategy has been to stand still for the most part. For the most part, his strategy has been to stand still. When Loretta came at him and keep hitting him with blows after blows, and we expected him to tap out, he stood still. And we were baffled. And he stood still.
I would disagree with the term standing still, though. He's working under the surface. Because he is working.
No, but what I mean by standing still is that he didn't move.
Publicly.
From a public standpoint.
Okay, I agree with that.
He didn't move.
I agree with that.
He didn't shift. He didn't make any public utterances. He didn't do anything. Everything was as normal.
Mm-hmm.
Far as he concerned. Despite what was happening around him, it was as normal.
Mm-hmm.
And behind the scenes, he had strategic teams going to work to ensure that he was victorious when come time.
Mm-hmm.
And he did that.
Mm-hmm.
So we've seen his strategy. The only thing we have not seen is a strategy from Pintard.
Why is that?
I don't know why. I can't answer for Pintard. I only could say to you that Pintard has taken on a position in this particular capacity to always provide us with some level of transparency, right? He has become the Freedom of Information Act for the embodiment of the freedom of information for the public to say that this is where the PLP is. And that's rightly so in his particular capacity as leader of the opposition. He's taken on this kind of a posture and position. I accept that.
Okay, so let's look
But at it the has argument. To be accompanied by a strategy. To galvanize, to strengthen, and to activate your organization to move swiftly into leadership. Yesterday, you said something that was peculiar and, you know, was strategic. When you started to indicate that we have not even seen a layout of what his organization would look like, what his team would look like. He hasn't put those persons together for us to make a determination as to whether or not the embodiment, these particular persons, would have what it takes to be able to win in 2026. We don't see none of this.
Well, Howard, give out the numbers. And what I want to hear from you and your supporters is, if you were the opposition leader, would you have gone to Botswana? And what are the advantages?
Of course I would go to Botswana. You're not asking me.
As an opposition leader, you would go?
Of course.
And what would be your rationale?
Every opportunity I would go. Let me tell you why. Hubert Alexander Ingraham, Obi Wilscombe, Fred Mitchell, all of these flyers are known around the world. By rubbing shoulders.
Call them what? Flyers?
They're flyers. These people, they're strategic in their approach.
Uh-huh.
They go to rub shoulders, they go to meet the right people, they forge relationships, and they become sharper. You get a way of understanding what's happening around the world when you meet them, when you meet these people face-to-face. Yeah, it's a distance that exists between Zoom, between the television, between any communication that's sent. But when you meet these people face-to-face and you can touch them and you can see them and now you can be able to share commonality, you could be able to find some elements that they have within yourself. You could strengthen yourself in preparation to move towards you. And you could strengthen yourself in preparation to watch your movement.
You would be comfortable with that.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Traveling?
With them.
Going?
With them. On the people's money, the treasury money, you'd be comfortable with that.
That's my responsibility.
Okay, so guess what now? You've been to Buckingham
Palace. I am moving towards leadership of the... I want to be the prime minister of the country. I need to meet these people before I strategically sit in the position. I am not going to reject an opportunity to go and meet these people. He's been to Buckingham Palace. The prestige and pomp and pageantry associated with that, after he wore his scissors-tailed suit, the next day he talked about it.
Yes.
Which is peculiar to me.
He was asked to go on the plane with them to Grand Bahama, and now he's been asked to go in Botswana. So is he the opposition, or is he just one of the governing?
You want to ask, is he the opposition, or is he merely opposing? That's two different questions.
That is what we're saying here, sir.
Are you merely opposing for the sake of opposing, or are you the opposition?
That's what we want to know.
Are you the government in waiting? This is the question that we have to ask. Because the government in waiting needs to still prepare itself, forge relationships, understand these particular dynamics that exist both internally and externally, and prepare yourself to move towards leadership.
So this conversation about opposition, you figure, should be null and void. This should not even exist.
No, see, what we're reading is opposing.
Yes.
In the light of the opposition, the leader of the opposition, he's merely opposing. Not necessarily providing us a strategy, a concept, and an idea that this is the course that the Free National Movement would take. We've already fortified the white paper. We're working on these particular concepts. When we get in and we're going to hit the ground running, this is what we're going to... We have seen none of this.
Mm.
None of this. All this is, in my humble opinion, is opposing for the sake of opposing. And I don't believe that embodies what the leader of an opposition should do. Let's be decent. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720, or hit me up 422-4796. Quick commercial break, guys. We're going to be right back after this.
Foundation. Foundation.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
We need to talk, and it's about something pretty important, your NIB contributions. For nearly 50 years, NIB contributions from hardworking Bahamians have supported families and individuals alike. But Bahamian families have changed. Families are having fewer children. This means less workers are entering the workforce and making contributions. And with Bahamian retirees living longer, pension payments have also increased. As a result, payouts have gone up, continuously exceeding contributions coming in, resulting in a deficit. That's why, starting on July 1st, 2024, both employers and employees will have to pay a little extra to sustain this national lifeline. The July 1st rate increase is our way of ensuring that NIB benefits are available for generations to come. We all have a role to play, and it starts with investing in tomorrow, today, with NIB.
It's Easter time again, and it's time to stop by Paradise Fisheries, located at number 16 Harley Street, Mount Royal Avenue. We are now accepting those large orders for fish fries on Good Friday. So give us a call today at 325-3301 or stop by our stores between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday to Fridays and 9 a.m. on Saturdays. Paradise Fisheries, still your one-stop shop for all of those Easter desires.
Why settle for an ordinary burger when you can indulge in the new Farmhouse King at Burger King Nassau? Sink your teeth into two juicy flame-grilled beef patties piled high with crisp bacon, American cheese, crispy onions, a fried egg, and a spicy mayo sauce that adds bold flavor to every bite. Enjoy the new Farmhouse King as a combo with fries and a drink, or if you're feeling extra hungry, try the King's Feast, available exclusively at Burger King Nassau.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Yeah, another one of them flip mode joints. Busta Rhymes, yeah. Word mother, y'all. Check it out, y'all. Just sing to the left, sing to the right. Make you feel good, make you feel all right. One time, feel good, yeah, y'all.
People who don't care, lost like a bunch of young black millionaires. Making you run, me and my dun, stacking my ones. Lost a little, invest up in the mutual fund. Blowing the horn, a sense of every day I was born. Never dream I see an old landscape in my lawn. Dangerous, my nickel should be accurate. Have to get the flow be so immaculate. Ayo, watching my dough, sipping my mo. Sipping it slow, them pretty women saying hello. Anyway, go ahead and display your olive ole. Little honey dip whipping a little cabriolet. I don't mean to hold you up, but I got something to say. Swear to only get you hot every day. Afraid of us, you know this ain't a game to us. You strange to us, that's when we getting dangerous. Come on.
This is serious. We could make you delirious. You should have a healthy fear of us.
96.9 FM Radio. How much ground in your company? This is dangerous right here on the foundation. Just being able to talk about these things. I hope we could be able to unbutton our collars. Let's just do that. Just the top collar is too tight. Don't allow the vein in your forehead to get too... Don't let it be overwhelmed. We're going to have a conversation today. I want you to join me, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the family of islands, 242-300, 5720. Hit me up, 422-4796 on the text. Somebody call me and cuss me out. Can I say that, right? I'm going to be decent. I'm not going to tell everybody what your number is, right? But this is very peculiar. Why you would cuss me and then you put my wife in it and everything. Like, I don't understand why you cussing me like this, right? And then you asked me very easy at the beginning, man, why don't you take it easy, man, Howard? But you didn't cuss me. You didn't cuss me. But you so angry. You text all these things like this. And you at least make it make sense. Text me back so I could get a very clear understanding of how I get in cuss and why. You know, so just for clarity purposes, I just want to understand the text. Okay? So text me back so we could be able to understand those things. I want to read a couple of these texts. So it says, why would I not want to object to a coronation and decline the diamond opportunities in Botswana? Michael Pintard, let's get real. This is a text coming through, right? And then it says, good afternoon, Howard. Please don't allow your guests to disrespect the thousands of FNMs who support and voted for Pintard to lead. In 2017, Dr. Minnis was written off by your guests and many more. The powerhouse in the FNM was against him. He won against all odds. Man, Howard, listen, God is still on the throne. This is Texas coming through, right? So it says, y'all are talking nonsense. I heard Anton myself on Steve McKinney's show. Even he said that unless the PLP helps people within this year, that they will lose the election. I highly disagree. And doubt that would happen.
You know,
I highly disagree and doubt that would happen. I know that people, okay, so he who feels it knows it, right? For those persons, you only get scream when you get hit. But the fact of the matter is that the nature of the PLP, we historically in this country, based upon the culture, based upon the rhythm of what has happened over the past 50 years, when it comes to voting, we understand the nature of PLPs. We understand them. We understand that when you say that if a dog come, my God, Howard, if a centipede tried to run in my constituency and he throw up the crowd by voting for the centipede. And whilst we take this light and we make joke of these particular things we've seen over the course of time, no matter the social infractions, no matter the position, no matter the allegations, no matter the prospects, so forth and so on, you voting for the PLP. You're voting your man in.
Howard Grant, from the time I've been allowed to sit here as a guest, there were times that I hit the PLP extremely hard.
Of course.
And people accused me of being hateful of the PLP because they did me in, or I was not performing as they wanted me to, and I must be F&M. And then when I hit the F&M, then you're telling me I must be PLP. Listen to me, people. Let me tell you who I am, eh? My name is Garth Maynard Roseboro. I was born a free man with a free mind, with the ability to make choices and decisions not based on traditions, but based on one element and one element only. And that element is truth. And for all I know truth to be, it has always been a very painful experience. I am the high priest of pain because I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't need you to be my friend. I don't need you to be my supporter. I don't even need you to like me. What I need you to understand, though, is that for whatever a man sows, that you will reap. I am simply saying to you in the Free National Movement, do not allow yourself to be fooled. To think that you are going to win this election by default based on history saying we're going from PLP to FNM, PLP to FNM. I'm saying do not lay on your back. Do not practice the form of governance called laissez-faire. Get off your hind. Get to work. Carry your backside down to Miguana, Acklands, Crooked Island, Long Key, huh? Inagua. Carry your backside down to Long Island and to Saudi Lutra and Naughty Lutra and South Andrews and North Andrews and the Berry Islands. Take your backside to North Abaco and South Abaco and all over Grand Bahama and let the people know that you're going to take 2026 seriously. That's all I'm simply saying. I have not seen the evidence of that. What I have seen is nothing short of crying. And this is no time for you to just cry. This is time for you to get up and say, if I am going to be a champion for the Bahamian people, be that champion. I can say this plain as day. You can hate me forevermore. Lincoln Payne's stronger than your leader, man.
You are not, sir.
I ain't asking you. The man is more opposition than you.
You are now.
And you have a party of strong people, of intellectual people. You have a history of success. It's a history of victory. You have a culture of beauty. And I'm saying to you, FNMs, do not allow that to be thrown away. Bring your best to the forefront. Humble yourselves before the people and rise up as the strengthening party that you should be. That's all I'm simply saying. And if you cannot take this tongue lashing, you should not be in politics, man. I rest my case.
They can cuss you.
Okay. I don't care if you cuss me, man.
They can cuss you.
I don't care if you cuss me. I ain't the first man to get cussed.
No. And you ain't going to be the last either. Because they also going to cuss me.
Man, Peter cussed and said, I don't even know the man. So who am I? But the truth will always set you free. So bring your strength. And if you don't bring your strength, you know what the duck gets.
Somebody texts and say, can I get the lotto numbers, please? Because you seem to know the future. Y'all are wilding out. So they say, which opposition leader has traveled with the government to get information and to be new? Please text it so I can understand it, right? I suppose, and to be known, right? I don't think that the opposition leader needs to do this. Most of the people that travel with the PM has little or nothing to do. Okay, this is a text that's coming through. Howard, I don't know what planet your host, right, living on. I voted for this administration. They put on plenty weight.
I disagree.
The common man suffer.
And so who's supposed to fight
for us? I will not make that mistake again. There is no light at the end of the tunnel. This is a text is coming through. And they're very clear about the PLP, right?
But if they agree, if they say that, they need to have someone to fight.
Go Garth, that's the total truth, Garth. Go Garth, that's the total truth. And they go on and says, the FNM is not ready at all. Not as it stands now. This is a text that's coming through. It says, Pintar did the absolute right thing. He recognized this was nonsense trip, and he said that he won't be a part of it. This is a text that's coming through, right? And then they say that, they will be crying and shamed in 2026 and gnashing their teeth. Right? We need a true, true opposition. It's a text, right? So it says, you two are not courageous. You all feel that the FNM is an easy target. And thus, every time you two talk politics, it's bashing the FNM. God, stop lying. This big caps. This all caps for you. Stop lying. Since you have been on this show with Howard, you have never objectively criticized the PLP, at least not like you have done with the FNM, right? And it goes on and says, why don't you talk with the passion when you talk about the PLP? I get it. People are generally afraid of the PLP and crossing them. Their history of victimization is still strong in this country. So text is coming through, right? There's a lot of text, and I want to talk like this. And I don't know whether or not this is bashing the FNM.
Howard, I am the first person to say that that the Prime Minister is traveling too much. I made it known on television and radio. I'm the person who said that the PLP came out with this idea of 2040, Vision 2040. We have not yet seen it. I was the one who was saying all these
That's
things.
The National Development Plan.
The National Development Plan. I spoke about these things. I spoke about members of Parliament who were not functional. I spoke about these things. But you see, the listeners are only here and adhering to what they want to listen to. They're not listening to the whole story. And so I could take my licks that way. I don't mind you persecuting me, believing that I'm a lopsided person. Listen to me carefully. I've never gotten anything from the Free National Movement. I got an assignment from the Progressive Liberal Party after doing some work, but I have never favored. I've actually voted more for the FLM than the PLP because I don't vote for party. I vote for my candidate. In Bamboo Town, when you had Raymond Wells and Cassius Stewart, and I was in the PLP, I voted for Cassius Stewart. Let me tell you what my secret ballot life is. In the last election, I voted for Minnis. I voted for Minnis. I voted for Vaughn Miller over my friend, Michael Alkidas. I'm not asking you these things. Last election, I voted independent, since you want to know who I am. Nobody owns me. Nobody.
Now,
only God owns me.
Alkidas you can't look Alkidas in the face no more. You
know? No, Alkidas is my friend, but Alkidas and I had a conversation in my front yard.
That wasn't our business who you vote for.
No, that's okay. I could say these things because I knew it happened. But don't try to accuse me of being no lopsided person. I'm a man of truth. I could care less if you give me a dollar tomorrow. I'll go fishing. Who cares? I'll go look for bees and look for honey or do some plumbing or do the heck I got to do to live to see tomorrow. You don't own me. You'll never own me. I am God's Maynard Roseborough, and I stand strong with God and for men as humbly as I could. But I'm not going to lie for you.
Guys, I want to thank you so very kindly. We got to take this commercial break. We got to get to news, and we got to dive back into these things. If you want to participate in this story, into the show with us, we'd love you to do so. Give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the family violence, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. Let's take a break, get to news, and then be right back after this.
Lost a little, invest up in the mutual fund. Blowing the horn, a sense of every day I was born. Never dream I see an old landscape in my lawn. Dangerous, my nickel should be accurate. Have to get the flow be so immaculate. Ayo, watching my dough, sipping my mo. Sipping it slow, them pretty women saying hello. Anyway, go ahead and display your olive ole. Little honey dip whip in a little cariolet. I don't mean to hold you up, but I got something to say. Swear to only get you hatched every day. Afraid of us, you know this ain't a game to us. You strange to us, that's when we getting dangerous.
Come on.
This is serious. We could make you delirious. You should have a healthy fear of us. Cause too much of us is dangerous. So dangerous, we so dangerous. My flip mode squad is dangerous. So dangerous, we so dangerous. My whole entire unit is dangerous.
Hey, y'all having party? Why you ain't tell me?
You only has come to tote. Who'll tell you anyway?
Don't worry about that. Rings? From Popeyes?
Yeah, man. Popeyes have 5 flavors of wings now. Honey barbecue, ghost pepper, signature hot, sweet and spicy, and roasted garlic parmesan.
Anyway, while I'm here, I might as well try one.
You better head to Popeyes and grab a box.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This Easter, from March 29th to April 3rd, witness history in the making at the Betty Kelling Kenning Aquatic Center. Cheer on Team Bahamas as we dive into history, swimming our way towards a 6th straight victory at the Charifta Aquatics. Feel the thrill of competition as 500 athletes from 24 countries from across the Caribbean converge in the Bahamas for the championship title. Immerse yourself in the greatest youth athletic spectacle being held in the Bahamas this year. Watch live as champions are born, records are shattered, and dreams are realized. The Charifta Aquatics isn't just a competition. It's a showcase of the future of swimming right in the heart of Nassau. Mark your calendars. This Easter, March 29th to April 3rd, the Charifta Aquatics at the Betty Kellenkenning Aquatic Center. See ticket information and full schedule at CharIftaAquatics.com. See you at the poolside.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. I feel like Stevie S in here. You got Garth holding his head. Garth, I hope you're well, my brother. We're still here. We're talking about these things. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to join us in this conversation, please do so. 323-622-32-325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Before we go into that, $400,000 for 22 persons to Botswana. The allegations or speculations for $400,000. If an Orlando trip could cost $200,000, $400,000 to Orlando to Botswana is $18,181.82 per person.
Oh, Jesus. That's some serious money.
That's almost $20,000 a person. For what?
Well, this administration is spending plenty of money. I mean, we've already come to that determination. Like you said, Hubert Ingram would say, that's just the way they roll. I think you said that extremely well. I think you made that extremely plain.
Yeah, but see the difference between Hubert Ingram and leadership that exists in this time and dispensation. I don't want to pin it on Michael Pintard. Leadership that exists in this time and dispensation feel like they need to be able to dive deeper into investigative journalism to say this is what you've done, this is what you haven't done. Mm-hmm. I think that's a lot, right? Hubert Ingram recognizes it. Somebody texts and says Hubert Ingram is a PLP. That's why he knows these particular persons. Be that as it may. He is not going to get into the tit for tat of what we have already expected. You remember one time, I think someone, it was a member of parliament who, I can't remember what the infraction was. It was an infraction. And people start calling for him to get locked up. He's able to get locked up, but he already done lost. He's no longer there. Why you got to lock him up? He's already suffered the social shame and fall from grace significantly, but people still was calling for him to get locked up. And Hubert Ingram didn't see it like that, not at that time. He saw that your defeat, your political defeat, was your social defeat. And you would have gotten all the cut hip and the discipline necessary to know that you ain't gonna do that no more, brother, right? Mm-hmm. And so he didn't want to now amplify that with anything else. He's traditional in his course, and he understands from a strategic standpoint, this is what it is. This is just the nature. This is the spots on the leopard, the spots on the cheetah. Mm-hmm. This is who they are. We ain't fighting them. We're not out here trying to be able to change stripes into spots. We're not doing those things. Our responsibility is how to circumnavigate this thing this time. And that's not what I'm seeing now. I'm not seeing that from leadership at this particular time. Leadership could see what it is. You could say what it is, but it has to be able to provide you a counter to be able to say that this is the difference between us and them.
Yes.
They have to give you a counter. This is the difference between us and them. Let me take the telephone call. Caller, go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Y'all are doing the best y'all are doing. Y'all doing good. Continue. Keep it up.
Thank you so much.
But listen, this F&M, they need to cut their madness out, you know, mm-hmm. because they all mix up how they expect to be the next government in 2026 when Pintard carrying on like a little jack, you know what? You know, and then and then Minnis is the next one. Minnis is better than Pintard. They fighting.
Oy.
Who want Minnis? Who want Pintard? Minnis is better than Pintard. I'll go for Minnis myself too, because Pintard carrying like a little nincompoop. You know, they really need to stop. In the House of Assembly, they right now carrying on like they ain't got no common sense, and this is what they doing to the public, showing to the public. You know, that's why we have so much corruption and so much crime in our country and fussing. The big people doing it, so the other ones out there, the younger ones, say, oh, well, what's the difference? You know, no example. They need to get their act together.
My God. My God.
We need to pray hard in this country for each other.
It's your telephone call, my dear.
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much for being able to give me a call. Guys, the lines are wide open. Be a part of the conversation. Next call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hello, Howard.
Hey.
How you doing? How God?
I'm good, man.
Yeah. I mean, I've been around a long time. The FNA have been doing this from Chogum. But let's spend the money. The Queen here, the President of India, Pakistan. But let's make Penny look bad. Down at them, lay across the bridge, lay across Washington Square. And this caused mass confusion because they don't want to take part in it even, because Penny can't afford it. We a small nation. From then to now, oppose. But they don't realize it. We will kick you out. We don't need science to tell us what is wrong, what is right. We know when it's time to put the Prime Minister out. It's like, what is it with Brave? He's got a lazy mind. Most people don't know what is a long flight. Mm-hmm. A 10-hour flight, you need 3 days for the rest. When President Biden traveled, his doctor put him to sleep with Ambien. And he go in his bed and lay down. So when the plane lands, he's fresh. Our Prime Minister don't have his own jet. He's come back on his feet and work. After flying 17 hours, he's not a lazy man. In 4 years, we don't know what minutes did week to week. We can tell you what minutes did. I guess most members don't know what traveling is, what it's jet lag. It's not fun to travel long distance. It's not fun. But that's his job, to travel and be exposed. And sitting home ain't getting nothing to do. Sitting around here with us, go be exposed.
Wow.
This thing that's going on, I'm just tired of opposing. He said national youth service.
No, you see, I don't have a problem with opposition. I think opposition should be constructive.
Yes, when necessary.
Yeah, yeah. I think opposition, especially in the capacity of leader of opposition, you should identify, you should be able to stretch out far and wide why this is not good, and you should be able to provide a counter and say, hey, listen, this is the course that we think will be able to be empowered. We like what you guys were doing with the small business development and all these particular concepts, so forth and so on. We like what you're going to do in terms of being able to fortify technology. We like what you did with being able to open up an office in California. We don't oppose things like this, but this Botswana trip, we don't understand the value that it's going to bring short-term, long-term, medium-term for the Bahamian people. I think that's strong opposition. I think by being able to give a contrast and providing an avenue or an example of where we encourage and identify with the opposite or with what the government of the day has been doing, I think the Bahamian people could accept that. I think it gives a stronger story, but just opposing for the sake of opposing and giving innuendos of corruption and lack of necessity and inflating numbers to the possibility of $18,000, some $20,000 a person just to be able to, I don't know whether or not that does anybody any good. I don't know if that does anybody any good.
Listening to you, Howard, and to our guest, everyone on earth that is human is entitled to an opinion. And everyone is entitled to their choice, their choosing, and as to why they made that choice. What baffles me is when these same people don't understand that you, Howard Grant, and myself have that same choice. And we have our own opinions. You could take it or you could leave it. I've always said to people, you know, when you don't appreciate a politician in our country, you become the politician and show us better. Shut your mouth and go do better. If you can't go and do better, sit on the side smartly and keep your mouth shut. This simple. This ain't nothing hard. If you want to come and be a radio host like Howard Grant, go make your application, go get your sponsors, and go do that. And let's see how good a host you are. And you can spiel whatever you want to spiel with whatever opinion you have. This is how the world works. But to sit back and simply criticize, like how people criticize the Messiah, they criticize presidents of the United States, they criticize prime ministers, they criticize political parties, they criticize pastors, they criticize their ma and their pa. You be a better ma, you be a better pa then. You be a better prime minister then. You be a better president then. You be the best person that the world has ever seen. You show us by your example. Until you're prepared to do that, shut your mouth and sit small, man. Because we sick and tired of back and forth, back and forth. Every 5 years, the country goes back and forth, back and forth. And you tell me what is the true progress of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. The problem we had in Loftus-Rocha time of immigration and migration issues, we still got it in 2024. How much money did we spend on drones? Where are the drones?
$70 million.
Where are the drones? You want me to be pleased at the fact that we paid for it and we don't see it? That's what you want me to do? You want me to be pleased that you want concessions on commercial washing machines and aircraft and helicopter parts and an increase in spousal travel and increase in your wages and increase in VAT? And look at your history, man. You want me to be pleased with that? Everyone has faults. I too have my faults. I have a whole lot of faults. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. And if someone says to you, Garth, you know what I don't like about you? And you say it to me, guess what? I have two choices. I can accept it and do better, or I can reject it and say, you know what? It's not for me. This is all we're discussing on the radio. Do not make this personal. This is called life. The world is 360 degrees. Choose your direction and shoot for the stars.
Well, guys, the lines are wide open if you want to be able to do that. It says, I want to hear that passion in God's voice like I heard earlier when he was talking about the FNM. I'm waiting, God. I want you to rightly divide the word of truth with the same passion. This is a text is coming through. God, let me take a telephone call. Stop it. Call on the line. Go ahead. Hey.
What's going on, man?
All is God. Well.
God, I hope you fill up my cup again this week.
My God. I got home 9 o'clock last time, but I made that promise, and as soon as I leave you, you got that. I come straight
to you. Okay, all right. Everything good. So, Howard, we spent like $600,000 in 1 week. $200,000 on the BMW, $400,000 on the trip to Africa, and we can't even get no plates. We can't even get plates for our car. These police are working so hard, boy. Pulling over all these cars with no plates, and when they check up, they license and everything, and they didn't pay the government for their plates, but the government ain't got no plates. But they working so hard, they got to pull over every car with no plate on it to find out their license. But the government ain't got no place. But we got $600,000 to be racing up and going on. And that woman talking foolishness, but I pinned that right on. It's the opposition leader to put to keep the government feet to the fire. Mm-hmm. What all 20, what do you minister you the sports doing there? What all my Elkidis and all them doing there? And they on a fun trip, setting up businesses for themselves while they down there in Africa, man. That's all. God, they might get against them, man. I ain't them. If they don't continue to go after them and PLP, that's their business, they'll continue to get swing. Bring my goodness later, God. We can link up.
All right, my brother. Thank you so much for your call. Next telephone call on the line. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Howard.
Hey.
What's going on, Howard?
Well, you caused me to get cussed yesterday. I just want to let you know that. Go ahead. All is well.
You know, every time I call, you can get cussed. You
okay.
Know why?
I'm not going to fight
because
you.
Because I come to bring the gospel and to bring the truth. And those FNM sympathizers who just licking their wounds and can't believe that they have lost government coming from 35 to 4 to 32 to 7, they're still in disbelief and shock. But they have at least another 5, possibly 10 years of shock to experience when the Progressive Liberal Party double peaks and possibly three-peaks. Put that on the record.
Mm-hmm.
Getting to the conversation today, God, what's going on?
Right, right, yeah. A little hot because I don't understand why people just don't want to do better. I don't understand.
I hear you. I hear you, guys. And guess what? You are so right on point with 90% of those points of views, in my opinion, that you are brought to bear. The FNM, in my view, is showing themselves to be of petty-minded thinking. And you don't expect that from an official opposition. You expect that from a small budding party that's just trying to grab some headlines to bring some attention to themselves. You expect more, a more strategic, a more concentrated, a more intelligent approach from your official opposition in the country, right? Which would demonstrate the pros and the cons of the decisions that the government of the day is making, but that would also offer a better solution. And that is not what the leader or the current leader, and I say current because, you know, that could change, in October. That's not what the current leader of the opposition is doing in the country. He's getting involved, in my view, in too much petty bickering, man. You know, it's almost, it's to the annoyance of persons who are of the intelligentsia in the country or who have common sense. Now, look here. As it relates to the Botswana trip, many persons in the country may not know that President Masisi and his wife came to our country last year, just last year. They attended our country, right, on a state visit. They had a big contingent of persons that he brought with him to show respect to our country, to our leader, to our head of state, to the governor general, who he also visited, and we held a state reception in his honor, in him and his wife's honor, and their party. He brought many cabinet ministers with him. As a matter of fact, the University of the Bahamas booked a lecture series that President Masisi conducted, right? And it was an excellent lecture series, right? And anyone who's interested could look up the University of the Bahamas.
This was during our golden anniversary celebration, yes.
Yes, I know. This was absolutely during the golden anniversary celebration.
Yeah.
And he did bring
a humongous contingent. It was a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Said it again?
It was a tremendous amount of people that he brought down.
It was a tremendous... And guess what? They said...
Yeah, but this ain't...
What, my brother?
But understand, this ain't... I know exactly where they stay.
They stay at the road. But so, it goes to show, they spared no expense. They treated all of their personnel, including the persons who are responsible for clerical duties, with the greatest of care and the greatest of respect. What these Bohemian F&M sympathizers expect?
Anton, let me ask you this question, and I got to let you go.
Expect for the Prime Minister to put up our people in second-rate accommodation on an international trip that's supposed to be a first-class representation of establishing diplomatic links with one of the fastest-growing African nations on the planet?
But are we comparing apples and oranges, Anton? Are we comparing their GDP, their income, their capability, their reach with the population that they have to who we are here in the Bahamas? Knowing our economic strife, knowing our position, knowing exactly what our expectations are for the future, so forth and so on. Anton, I had to let you go. So that's just one of the things that I want to say. I'm not one that... See, I'm a different guy. I am different, right? And if ever afforded the opportunity, I believe that I will carry this difference in government. I'm very optimistic. I am very, hopeful for the future. And I am eager for information. I always trying to figure out more things. I study and I looking up new things. I always trying to be able to forge, have greater conversations with persons. I all about on LinkedIn, reaching out to people who I don't know. This is what I do. This is literally what I do. You understand? And sometimes it's for the purposes of my personal business. Sometimes it's for the edification and strengthening of my family. Sometimes it's for me to be able to deliver to the Bahamian people when I get more information. I think it's truly engaging. So in the capacity, if ever afforded the opportunity for government, Howard Grant's going to do some traveling also. I'm going to meet some people all around the world. My God, you're going to call me the new Obi 2.0. I get all over the world. I'm going to do as much as Fred. But nonetheless, I want to be able to forge the type of relationships that I could be able to bring my experiences back home. I want to do that. I'm sure I ain't going to have a big contingent. I'm not going to do that. But I'm going to find relationships, find those partnerships that I could be able to strengthen my people. Now, one of the things, when we start to talk about technology, right? This is me. I really believe that we should be able to look deeper into what's happening in California. I believe that data is the concept. I believe that cryptocurrency is the way. I believe in these particular things. And in going to find out more information about that, I'm coming back to fortify my government, to fortify my administration, to fortify my political organization, to say that this is the new wave of what's happening out there. I can't fight him. I cannot fight the Prime Minister for taking on this particular position. But his only responsibility is to be transparent with the Bahamian people. This is the contingency that we're taking. This is what we're going off to. These are the things that we've already set up for the Bahamian people. This is what we want to be able to get. And when we get back, we want to report to you. Boom, 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 boom. That's just what it is. Or else you will constantly have this all your own again, have a cheer for yourself. You spend almost $20,000 a person. This is crazy stuff. This is crazy stuff. And the issue is corruption. No accountability, no access. No, these things will always keep you in this kind of a murky position.
And see, you're speaking now anti-government, anti-PLP. There's some things about the government that is not acceptable to you. They don't hear when you say these things. As far as they're concerned, you're being soft on them and hard on the royal opposition. But for people like ourselves who are against corruptive practices, against some of the errors of governance, you want your opposition to be victorious to change these things. We're begging you. We're crying to you. The people are looking for a champion. That's all we're simply saying to you. When people cry, you know, they lose water fast. They lose salt fast. Your belly hungry, man. And a hungry belly, you become angry. You become, you know, a bit lacking of rest and lacking in sleep. And come on, man. We crying. All we're asking the FNM to do for us right now is get yourself together and give us a choice.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to be very clear and honest with you.
You just want a choice.
I only going to be very clear and honest with you. I feel like I have taken on the posture of the former Prime Minister, Ingram, in a sense where there's nothing new that's coming from the PLP. I wasn't amazed and astonished that the now foreign, the leader of the foreign affairs, right, Minister of Foreign Affairs and the Member of Parliament and the Chairman has taken on this position to be able to identify the stark contrast that exists from a philosophical standpoint between the FNM and the PLP. I wasn't astonished by him saying that. I wasn't astonished that it, I heard it. I was astonished that he actually articulated it in his current position. And now I said, what's going on here? It seems like you reached your political twilight years.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I say when I'm seeing this. Because though we've known this information for a very long time, it's never been articulated. And as soon as it came out, they tried to unring the bell and pull it back.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that there's a stark difference that exists between the FNM and the PLP philosophically.
Philosophically, yes.
Philosophically, we've always known that. And for the most part, it is useless having a conversation about the PLP, what they've done, what they should do, so forth. And it is absolutely useless. They are steadfast, stiff-necked, proverbial old dogs, what the Bible calls them. It's hard to teach an old dog new tricks.
Yes.
Okay? Now, I'm not calling them dogs. I'm only saying from a biblical standpoint, this concept, they have already been crystallized in their ways. This is who they are. This is who they are. The only thing that astonishes me about the PLP is where they incorporate new blood.
Man, listen, they're good at that.
When they incorporate new blood and
they try and incorporate,
that leadership takes on the concepts that's being fed to them, I'm always astonished by that.
You look like you ain't fully astonished. I said they try and incorporate Michael Pindad in Botswana. They come over here with us, man. These people ain't easy. And I'm just trying to make this plain.
See, philosophically, the PLP don't care about what you say. They have already had an agenda.
Yes.
They're focused on that particular thing. They have access to the public purse. This is going to be able to fortify them, their organization, their individuals, and by extension, the government of the Bahamas.
On your show, I sat on your show on this particular moment, and someone called in on the show and accused us of getting in FNM business. And you said,
the people say, I don't have a prerogative.
Yeah, and you said that the Free National Movement is a public.
Yes.
A public entity.
Yes.
Okay. In 2026, that same organization, Free National Movement, is want to garner as many of us, including myself, to vote for them.
But you know what they can do? They can call every radio station and come sit on them.
Yeah. Okay.
But whilst they're in this kind of a position and they haven't hit the campaign mode just yet, they prefer to have their persons
their
called
privacy
and cuss.
Yeah.
That don't make no sense.
That don't make no sense because guess what?
I'm indifferent.
Howard, I can say this publicly, man. How many times have I called you and said, you know what, Howard, maybe we need to join the FNM and see if they want a helping hand? How many times have we discussed that behind the scenes? Not making that public. But I told you, Howard, I ain't joining no ship. Woody ain't going nowhere.
Sir, let's just be very clear.
Listen to me.
This is something that you said to me. This is nothing that I've participated in.
No.
I just hope you're decent.
I mean, you can be decent.
You
but I'm, okay. Okay, you said it correctly, right? But I've said this to you, right? I've said this to you. Nobody wants to be a part of something that they don't see success in. That's all I'm simply saying, Howard Grant.
No, we keep cussing the FNM or keep levying criticisms against the FNM because we know where the party stood. We know the level that they performed at. We know that. We know the level that they existed at. Right, guys, let me take this commercial. Let me take this telephone call and go to a break. Call on the line. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hey.
Howard Grant.
Hey.
Good. I like your show very, very much.
I appreciate
it. But let me make a comment on your show before I might think. I like when we call, right, when we listen to you, sometimes you knock our thought out of our mind when we really call to comment on by holding on so long. You know, sometimes we, like me, I have sieve mind. So my things travel very, very quickly.
What kind of mind you say?
Sieve. My things, don't stay in my mind too long. I just have to stay right of the essence.
You need to write these things down.
Yeah, but I can't see the right. If I write, I can write.
Oh, I understand what you said. I'm not going to fight you. Go ahead. My apologies.
What I wanted to say to Mr. Grant first. Not Mr. Grant, too.
The God.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah, God. You need to apply for a good talk show media. You have good ideas. I think you can run a show. I think you can run a show, sir. But Howard Grant, you can't talk about you getting into F&M business because you're an F&M.
Hold on. Stop it. I am not an F&M. I did.
So that's your
but
body,
I officially
body.
Separated
I'm
myself.
You're not a part of that organization.
You're trying to make a point. You
but I called to comment on the belief in the South Beach area. They're doing an excellent job now. This is done three times. I see they're doing good patrol in my area in Jones Heights. I even forget where I live. See, I tell you, Jones Heights area, last night they had a patrol through, and I felt safe.
Wow.
Last night.
You know what Jones
Heights
is?
I mean, I feel safe with them, but I felt good last night.
You know what Jones Heights is?
When they come around, they block to let the bandits know they're in the area. They have the lights on to let them know they're in the area. I want to comment on the police those in the South Beach area.
They're pretty
I
good.
Feel good.
Yes, that's a very good comment.
I appreciate
yeah,
you, my
I
brother.
Feel good
my hometown
yeah,
boy.
When the police do, when is it the police doing bad and foolish, everybody uh-huh. coming and make noise. But when they're doing good, nobody will say nothing. But I can be the one to say.
I appreciate you, my brother. Thank you.
I felt good. But now listen, tell them you're not getting in the F&M business. Tell them you're getting in our business.
Hold on. What's your
you're
business?
Part of the team.
Your business. Eh? You need to stop. Thank you for your telephone call, my brother. Thank you for that. Let me take this quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen, and be right back after this.
The foundation.
Easter is right around the corner, and the Nassau Guardian is partnering with the Easter Bunny to give something special to you. Would you like to give your child an Easter basket filled to the brim with chocolate bunnies, surprise eggs, gift certificates, and more? Then you should enter your child into the Nassau Guardian's Easter Coloring Contest. There are three different categories, 5 to 6, 7 to 9, and 10 to 13. Deadline for entry is Friday, March 27th at 4 p.m. Purchase your copy of the Nassau Guardian to get your Easter coloring contest sign-up form. I'll let your children color away and win one of three baskets filled to the brim with Easter goodies from the Nassau Guardian. The Nassau Guardian's Easter Coloring Contest. For more information, call 302-2370.
Well done, Easter Bunnies. Good job.
Are you ready for the best of the best? Keep the Vibe Alive Music Group up for sound promotion. And Guardian Radio presents the best of the best Reconscript Explosion Concert. Mark your calendars for May 11th as Super Club Breezes Grounds Ignite with Bahamian Talent. Featuring KB, Gino D, Funky D, Veronica Bishop, The Brylanders, Avi, Elon Moxie, and Shine 242.
Right now, I feel like whining.
Join the Falcons, Ira Storr, Novi Pierre, Johnny K. Cake, Mama D, Nishi LS, Pat Rami, Stevie S, and Shad Cauley and the VIPs for an electrifying night of music and culture. Tickets are flying, so grab yours now at BahamasEtickets.com or swing by the Beauty Shack on Soldier Road and Carmichael Road. This is the event of the year. The best of the best rake and scrape explosion at Breezes Resorts. Gates open at 6 p.m. Don't miss out on the Bahamian Magic.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the mall at Marathon Plaza and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
RBC debit card holders, collecting a new RBC Visa debit chip card just got easier. Visit our Cable Beach, Carmichael Road, Palmdale, and Prince Charles branches March 16th and March 23rd between 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. with one form of valid government-issued ID. Start enjoying greater security and contactless features with your new RBC Visa debit chip card now. RBC.
Biz Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Why settle for an ordinary burger when you can indulge in the new Farmhouse King at Burger King Nassau? Sink your teeth into two juicy flame-grilled beef patties piled high with crisp bacon, American cheese, crispy onions, a fried egg, and a spicy mayo sauce that adds bold flavor to every bite. Enjoy the new Farmhouse King as a combo with fries and a drink. Or if you're feeling extra hungry, try the King's Feast, available exclusively at Burger King Nassau.
Ready to score big? Alive is bringing you March Madness! From incredible deals on Ring devices to amazing deals on iPhones, DL, and more, Alive has everything you need to stay connected, and that's not all! Enjoy free data, prepaid plans, event tickets, and more! Deals end March 31st. Visit BeAlive.com or follow us on our social media at WeAreAlive to stay in the know. Score big with Alive this season. Don't miss out!
Three-Way Productions presents Showtime at Nassau Cruiseport. Experience live performances every weekend. The elegance of classical music. The infectious energy of Latin nights. The smooth sounds of jazz night. And a delightful evening of Bahamian music. March 15th and 16th and March 22nd and 23rd. The www.nassaucruiseport.com/events to learn more. Nassau Cruiseport, the place to be.
RBC debit card holders, collecting a new RBC Visa debit chip card just got easier with Saturday opening hours. Visit our Cable Beach, Carmichael Road, Palmdale, and Prince Charles branches March 16th and March 23rd between 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. with one form of valid government-issued ID. Start enjoying greater security and contactless features with your new RBC Visa debit chip card now. RBC.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, here sitting with none other than my good friend Garth Roseborough, being able to talk about what's happening here in the country right now. The lines are wide open. Please be a part of it. 323-622-32325-4316, 324259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Gentlemen, you both like everyone else, are entitled to your opinions. As such, you don't necessarily speak for the majority of the voting public. I think you're being rather unfair to Mr. Pintard. What I suggest you do is invite either the party's chairman or Mr. Pintard itself on the show to get their perspective on what they are doing currently and what their plans are for the country moving forward, rather than being adversarial towards the organization. And that's my opinion. I appreciate your opinion. I sat many times with the chairman of the organization, providing us information, always being able to come to the forefront and have a good conversation. Also, I've sat with Don Sanders in his particular capacity. I've sat with many persons from the organization and talked about those things. Have not had an opportunity just yet to be able to sit with Michael Pintard. I don't think this now is the time for leadership to sit with me. I don't think it's the time now. I do believe that we will have that opportunity in a formal setting as we move closer to either the convention or closer to a general election. There's times. I think leadership need to know when to come on the radio. All you do is sit back and listen and send your people to come and sit with us. And I think that that's what the Free National Movement is doing. And I also want to commend them for being able to do something. The Free National Movement launches an anti-crime initiative. Yesterday in the papers right now, the Free National Movement launched an anti-crime that involves the party's 39 constituency association performing outreach in the community. Through the program for the FNM Association, we'll partner with police and community groups in an effort to bring back and reduce crime. Free National Movement Deputy Leader Shannon Dawn Cartwright, who is the director of the initiative, said that the party understands that there is a panacea of short-term solutions to crime. So yesterday they launched the marked FNM's commitment to make an impact. So I got to commend them for taking on this thing. Yeah. You see all these faces in here. I know all these fellows who are sitting in this picture. I got to commend them for taking on this particular position. It's a wonderful thing to see.
The last show.
I don't think this is condemnation.
No, the last show we were on.
This is a fire and brimstone.
You made mention of being in cabinet and then being at the pleasure of the prime minister. You remember that conversation?
Yeah.
And I wanted to say, but the show I had to end, that in St. Barnabas, Shannon Dawn Cartwright is doing an excellent job on the ground over there as a member of parliament. He don't need anyone over him to tell him how to run St. Barnabas. He is the chief steward of St. Barnabas. He is respected as a member of parliament. And I want to say about him, job well done in St. Barnabas.
Yeah.
Job well done. I wish more members of parliament can be like him. And there are others in the PLP, there are others in the FNM.
I look at him and I see...
Even for Michael Pintard and Grandmama, I understand he's doing an excellent job. Iram Lewis is loved in Grandmama. This is not about... I'm not saying that you're a bad person. I'm just simply saying in terms of the strength that it takes for a general election, I want to be extremely fair to you by saying I see room for improvement. I used to watch basketball. I was a Laker fan. When I saw Moses Malone, and that's what I said, my God, I know the Lakers was going to win. I sure they was going to win. The talent I saw, the face of the Lakers, they had to win. And they lost. I never watched basketball after that. Never. Never, 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 never. Never. Because something was wrong. And that's all I'm simply saying. Bring your best players to the arena so I could believe
that you would win. But it's beyond best players. Moses Malone, Magic, all these guys are great players. But yes, if you don't have the proper leadership, if you don't have the proper coaching, if you don't have the strategies accordingly. I watched on HBO, there was an absolutely wonderful seasons documentary. It went into the lives of those particular players during that time and how they found themselves victorious after they've gotten purchased by Dr. Buss, right?
Mm-hmm.
After they got purchased by Dr. Buss. It's called Winning Time on HBO. One of the best series. HBO always have great series. One of the best documentary series I have ever watched. I enjoy that thing thoroughly. I stayed home the entire weekend to watch them. It shows Magic's sexual escapade. It showed all of these things, right? It showed his love for Cookie. It showed his commitment. It showed all these things. It showed his business acumen. It showed the fact that he lost a lot of money, left money on the table. It was an excellent, It was an excellent documentary.
Magic Johnson is from a wonderful family.
But it showed something that you needed to understand.
Mm-hmm.
You need to understand that it doesn't matter how much money you have. You need to have heart. You need to have passion. You need to have strategy. You have to have determination. And people have to buy in to your vision. That is why they became a dynasty. And that is why the F&M is a dynasty. People bought in to your vision. All this social debacle and pushback for what is being seen in the Free National Movement right now is that you're losing the flavor, the tenacity, the shimmer of the dynasty that people know that the Free National Movement is. That's all this is.
Do you know?
That's all this is.
Do you know I pastored the church for Magic Johnson's mother in Lansing, Michigan?
Really?
I'm telling you, I've been places, I've done things. I used to live next door, Mama. I'm telling you these things. And his mother, his sister, tall as ever, wonderful people. Wonderful people.
You should go watch the series.
The DNA of his family is just exuberant.
Yeah.
That's all I'm simply saying.
They show the love and respect that they have for each other.
Now, I'm going to say, ask you a question. Let's go back to the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Is it possible then, listening audience, that you could be a fabulous member of parliament and lack national leadership ability?
Of course it is.
I rest my case.
Of course it is.
I rest my case. I rest my case.
Of course it is. I don't know what your case is, though. You rested, but I don't know what it was.
Because you're
nice. Is your case that Michael Pintard is a fabulous leader as a member of parliament, but not necessarily
prepared?
And not
yet proven. That's what I'm saying. Not yet proven. He may be, but I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting.
Let me take a telephone call. Caller, go ahead. Caller, go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, boy?
All is well. What's happening?
I think, come on, Mr. Pintard is missing the point.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to know that he has to present himself under his party as a viable option.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this opposing for the sake of opposing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's good, but beyond that, you know.
Yes.
You know, I can't understand for the life of me why he would pass up the ship, heading into a place that, you know, we are going to be associated with in the future.
Yes.
You know, because he needs to, you know, I believe you all need to call him on the show and just lay him off on the couch.
No.
I just, you know, hey, don't laugh, just serious, but
I gotta laugh.
Anyway, you know,
Michael Pillard ain't on nobody couch.
Let him express himself.
Yeah, but he ain't gonna do it.
Okay, because, you know, he needs to see that this thing ain't no old boy politics anymore. Politics in our country has to be seen as a global influencer.
Wow. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so very kindly for that. I apologize for that. We have created a space where we can be able to ensure that everyone gets in there. I have the lines lit right up. I want to thank you so much for your participation in those areas. Let me take a next telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Howard, C. Allen Johnson. Just give me
hey, minute. What's up, C. Allen?
Yeah, this is a good PLP call-in. Let me ask you a question, right?
Hold on. You can't be a good PLP, and you can end this off by saying Michael Pintard is the man. Go ahead.
Let me see. See, no one can question my philosophical belief. The fact that nobody in my party can explain to you the philosophy by why but would we abide by, except for Glenys Anna Martin and Alfred Sayers, and they wouldn't say it loud not to embarrass the others, is a different question. See, now, and I challenge anyone in the senior office of the Progressive Liberal Party, they all know me, to do a denial of who I am. Okay? I challenge them. Not the talking heads, but Howard. We, on the 16th of March, the Progressive Liberal Party has been in governance for 30 months. That's the 50% mark, the blueprint for change.
Mm-hmm.
If we had done anything, you guys would be discussing our record of building people so they could build schools, building people so they could build roads, you know, our energy promise, our blueprint for every single island, our restoration of Grand Bahama. You'd be talking about the promises we've made that we'll fulfill. No one, I heard the Prime Minister speak on tokenization, on tokens and CBDC, got them all mixed up. No one in the party can tell us what they went for before, nor can they tell us what they achieved coming back for any of the trips they made. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, what do we have in this country? Crime, mm-hmm. high energy bills, mm-hmm. record unemployment, mm-hmm. record home repossession, mm-hmm. a housing crisis, mm-hmm. an education plantation that's falling apart. I can go on and on. Social service with a record number of people for the social safety net. But we have a beautiful document called the Blueprint for Change. It takes 2 years for that infrastructure to be put in place.
So see, we are Alan, now, see, Alan, I hear you, my good friend. Good day to you again. I'm hearing you, and I'm hearing you loud and clear. I know time is limited. Can I ask a question, please?
Go ahead.
All these things you mentioned are correct. I'm not going to fight you like Howard would say. Who would you say is the chief person responsible for highlighting and showing an option or alternative to what we are now enduring as Bahamian people?
By default, in the Bahamian politics, Howard, before you begin this tirade for the last month or two, you already said, you went through the whole lessons of giving us the automatic default.
Okay.
There are individuals who are pushing to make sure that mm-hmm. we don't have a default without a policy. Maybe you guys are not listening because we are hearing it from the leader of opposition. When you take the time to listen to the House of Assembly and listen to what he said, what he says, and the questions he asks for BPL before the BPL, he asks for all of these different things. This is what opposition does. Opposition has been demonstrated. This is the most effective opposition. And I would invite dialogue back and forth between individuals, not parade. After I say something, people say something. Mm-hmm. To have a conversation concerning for the fact that you have government in waiting mm-hmm. as opposed to opposing. And so for the fact that you question the validity of decisions that have been made by this administration is not opposing. It's what the people send you there for. To hold their feet to the fire, to hold them accountable for transparency, accountability, freedom of information, the very things my party said we oppose.
Yeah, okay? But you're one of the main points that you indicated that it has to have validity. You have to oppose if there's no validity. So all I'm saying is that opposing for the sake of opposing is by being able to neglect the fact that you're showing that there's no value.
No, let's go to each time he opposed. See?
I can't go to each time.
No, but I'm saying to you, but here's the point. If you guys want to, right, get the PLP to commit to the Latrell Rami and any order best of the best, I'll pay for the 2-hour show to sit with them to show you that what governance in this country has been missing. And this is the 50th anniversary, the one where the Progressive Liberal Party led us to majority rule and independence. There are many of us within the party are so afraid that we have become Perry Christie 3.0. Let me repeat what the current chairman says. Let me repeat what the current chairman says during the chairman election. He says we must rid ourselves of the image that we are becoming the administration of our past, where we did nothing. Were perceived as corrupt and late again. That's his quote. Okay.
Okay. So the only part that could actually apply to Perry Christie's reign is did nothing.
No. The chairman. Hold on a second. Let me ask you a question. The chairman.
Was the embodiment of the history of the PLP.
Yeah. Right.
The division.
But I'm saying with Perry Christie. I'm saying what the chairman just said last November. The chairman said this last November.
I know.
Okay, so I'm saying to you, what since then have we done to correct that? Nothing. So I'm simply saying this. We are a country in crisis from the time COVID hit, which mm-hmm. was exasperated by almost 25 to 30% of our economy being snatched from us from Dorian.
Mm-hmm.
The promises mm-hmm. made.
Mm-hmm.
No one can certainly say, see, Hubert Minnis, could hide behind the fact of COVID and everything. The decision that Hubert Minnis made was the psyche of the Bahamian people was damaged.
I can accept what you're saying.
Right. And we have yet to recover from that psyche because we were.
So how do we do that? How do we do that? I got to let you go. Right. How do we do that? How does the PLP right. or the FNM?
First of all, we do that by holding the driver in the seat accountable.
Okay.
Right? And because you know why? We have exactly We have exactly 2 years.
30 months.
5 months and 3 weeks left.
Okay.
Okay? And so we could say whatever we want to say about Pintar, and he's holding them accountable. But we, those of us that are aware of what governance should be demanding more from our government. Accountability, transparency,
yes.
freedom of information, all
yes.
of these different things.
Yes.
And so
I agree with
so
you.
We should spend 2 hours demanding, saying, hey, until Pintide reach, you're the driver of this. Turn away. We're about to hit the wall. Give us answers. Give us solution. Not in your next promise you're already carrying for a second term. The fact that you're asking for a second term already said you're incapable of doing what you can in this term.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate your telephone call. Let me read a couple of these texts before we get out of here. The biggest problem in this country is the corruption. And let's be honest, by the looks of things, Pintard and the FNM would not change nothing. Big caps. So it says, to fix that and demonstrates this every day. In no way, only the PLP and the COI know about all the darkness going on around here. Link up with the COI on these relevant issues and gain some support, because y'all ain't cutting it, right? Catering to some privileged grassroots base and y'all counting on. This is a text that's directly to the PLP. I'm not going to fight you, right? So it says, good afternoon, Howard. Please let's be analytical in our assessment. I truly believe that once the oversized delegate is downsized to a reasonable amount, an opposition member should travel. Let's not put the extra burden on the backs of the Bahamian people and blame Mr. Pintard. I'll support him if only for being fiscally responsible. Gentlemen, this should be our focus. Help save our country, please. This is a text that's coming through. I thank you so much for your text. This is Howard. Who made God mad, man? It's a text. God, the people know who make you mad, right? Let's read this one. It says, Howard and God, the government could have gotten as much influence with Botswana by just inviting their prime minister on a few days at Atlantis vacation and Botswana's expense. This would have been cheaper for sure. I guess the prime minister just got tired of Mickey Mouse in Orlando and wanted to... I wanted to feed more monkeys in Africa. Y'all need to stop it in Jesus' name. Amen. Howard, please, no one wants to hear Anton, right? Y'all need to stop. There's the next text that comes and says, Howard, ask Anton to move to Botswana. I'll pay, if he wants to go to Botswana, I'll pay for him to go just as long as he promises to stay there. There's the next text that comes and says, People too passive. And many of them have Stockholm syndrome towards the PLP. The PLP has politicized every institution in this country. Not much is complaining about the nonsense that is going on. This is a text that's coming through. It says, Howard and Garth, what in the living heck is Anton talking about? Right? Mr. Grant, tell Anton, the leader of the opposition, is not annoying Fred Mitchell and his... silly voice notes are. This is a text that's coming through, right? I got a lot of texts. It says, thank you, please don't let him call back, right? Half of these about Anton. Half of these things about Anton. Y'all are doing too much today. I want to thank you all so very kindly for being able to do this. It's late again. Late again was the Perry Christie administration. Let me see if I can read that. Late again was Perry Christie. My God, you get deep quickly, very fast. I'm not going to read the rest of that. Guys, I want to thank you so very kindly for tuning in with us today. Tomorrow is Small Business Thursday. I got the day set right out. We got the BCA coming in. We have the Drug Council coming in. We have Doctors Hospital coming in. We have a lot of persons going to be coming in tomorrow for Small Business Thursday. If you want to be a part of Small Business Thursday going into the future, I'd love you to do so. Give me a call at 827-0111, 827-0111. It is a beautiful day out there, and we're climbing towards the 2 o'clock hour. My producer's here. We're climbing towards a 2 o'clock hour to be able to do these things. Garth, I'm grateful for you to be able to sit here with us, my brother. Hopefully you calm down. Talk to me.
Yeah, I got to go get this thing for muffin. Then I go home to go lay down.
Don't let the people. Someone says, wow, Howard, man, stop taking Anton's call. It's running my pressure high. always talk. I don't know. I think it's just an Anton thing, right? So it says, last year, June, the prime minister, as chair of CARICOM, attended the African Export-Import Bank annual conference in Ghana. This year, the same conference will be hosted in the Bahamas for the first time. This is a big deal. Okay, I lost the track of what I was reading. This is a big deal, with hundreds of delegates flocking to our shores. People would call for the FNM. But like Garth, I stand for truth. And this is a good move. This is Texas coming through. Guys, I want to thank you so very kindly. Like I said, please join me for tomorrow. This is After 2. Stick and stay. Stick and stay. For the duration of our conversations here on Guardian Radio 96.9, The Foundation. Guys, thank you so very kindly for being able to be a part of it. We're going to see you tomorrow right here on The Foundation. Have a great day, guys.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.